welcome to the Smarketing Show. Listen, if you've ever sat there like I have and thought to yourself, hey, I'd love to do a video, but what the heck do I say? I think you're really going to like what's coming up. Where today, Sharon and I will talk about the content, at least some ideas you can use right away to create your own videos, whether you're using it on social media, you know, on different platforms. But that's the scope of today for you, the B2B seller, what you can do. Cheryl, any thoughts on what we're going to talk about today?
No, but I'm pretty sure that you've never struggled with what to say on camera. Just as a point. We're going to get through content today. So last week we talked a little bit about technical tips in terms of how your video should look, background ideas, lighting, all of that. So today it's, you know, what is it that you should say? How do you get through the video and make it look as professional as possible? My first piece of advice is to upfront let people know what they're going to be learning or what you're going to help them understand throughout the course of the video. So that way they're not wondering what's the point, what's in it for me, what is he or she going to talk about next. Upfront, lay out a very basic agenda so that people understand what's coming up so that they'll stick around as well.
So Cheryl, last week in the episode, we talked about kind of the how-to technical stuff of taking the video. And we talked about the upside down triangle, right? People, you got to hook them early. And I know you did it on TV. Here's some stats for some people. Just if they're sitting there saying, hey, is video right for me? Video, 1,200%, okay? Video is shared more than text or images on social media. So sharing, right, ricochets your message around. 90% of product buyers say a video has helped them buy whatever the B2B product or service they're looking at. 59% of viewers watch a video for 1 minute or less. So keep in mind, keep it short, stupid, okay? Sometimes we get on there, myself included, and it's gone with the wind. 60% of people stop if it's over 2 minutes, and 65% of executives say that they will visit the company's website after watching a video on social media. Now, with all those stats in mind, as I tell my hockey buddies, remember, 64% of all stats are made up on the spot. But the bottom line is, people like video, and today we want to give you some ideas around content.
I think the most important thing to remember when you're doing a video is that at the end of it, the reason that people watch videos is because the expectation is that they will feel something at the end of it. Text is for reading, video is for feeling. And with that comes somewhat of a positive energy that I think people are expecting to feel. So you want to remember to be human. You don't want to remember to use your hands like I do all the time. I'm kind of known for that. But be energetic, be passionate about what you're talking about. And remember, right off the top and at the end, but also in between, it's very important to smile. And sometimes it's the last thing that you think about. But a little trick that I usually do in my head when we do a countdown before we hit record, I'll say 3, 2, 1. Smile, and then you start talking. It's a little awkward, but it works.
All right, now I know what you're doing. You're maybe not happy with me all the time, like you look. All right, so a thought on video. And look, we produce thousands of B2B videos, okay? And we get people in our studio, executives, whatever. And the one thing we find is they're okay at the start, okay? What happens is, and in the middle, they're okay, but they don't know where to land the plane. In other words, the ending tends to, if you don't know what the ending is, okay, you tend to make your video sound like a voicemail, okay, which you don't want to do. And Cheryl, I don't know if you have any thoughts around the end, but we always say it's sell to win. You know, if you can see the end, the beginning is much more clear. In other words, where you're going type of thing.
Yeah, so you want to actually plan out exactly how you want to end your video before you even shoot your video. And usually I say, like, best practice is what do you want your viewer to do after they watch it? And then that's how you're going to wrap up. So for example, a lot of times customers will say, visit our website for more information, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, or send us an email, or register now at this address. So that's a kind of a simple way to end things, just to remind the viewer what it is that you're expecting them to do at the end of the video. But you always want to know how you're going to end it before you start it. And like you said, the rest in the middle just kind of usually comes a bit more natural, especially if you're passionate and you have knowledge about the subject that you're talking about.
Okay. So if you're sitting there watching right now, you're saying, okay, Rick, this sounds great. Got the stats. I got to land the plane, but what do I say? Okay. Yeah. Here's an easy formula. Okay. You can do right away. I call it the FAQ, frequently asked question video formula. Now, a lot of salespeople, you've seen them out there, me included, maybe the odd time, going, you know, hi, my name's Rick Lambert. You know, we offer the number one on-demand sales training platform for people in the B2B sector. And the reason is, right? It's like that commercial you don't want to watch on TV and you just want to get away from it, right? Promotional. Mm-hmm. We want to be educational. So the FAQ model sounds like this, okay? I'm going to deliver the sales pitch. I'm just going to wrap it as if a customer asked me. So it starts like this. Hi, my name is Rick Lambert with sell2win.com. And you know, a lot of customers are asking us right now, what do I do with my salespeople who are at home with time on their hands? And what we're suggesting they do is, now here's where I'm going to make the turn in and advertise our on-demand training. And what we're suggesting they do is make the most of online learning. And we found through our experience that a lot of millennials, you know, they don't like the text and the boring audio voice. They like videos. And so people have found that our online training programs are actually engaging. They're specific to the industry they're in, B2B sales, whatever. And if you're interested, you know, and I'll humbly end it, maybe you want to go to our sell2win.com Academy. My point is the front end positions it as if a customer's asking the question, and then you can still deliver your sales pitch, but it doesn't come across as promotional. It's more educational.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. And before
you smile there at the beginning of your,
before we wrap up on content, one thing I wanted to mention, and I think I've mentioned this a couple times on this show, is try to avoid, especially if you're doing a video on behalf of your company or your organization that you work for, try and avoid things like saying, in my opinion, or I think, or this is what I do, and try to come from a place of being an expert in the subject matter that you're talking to. So what you would exchange that with would be things like, from my experience, or based on the years that I have been doing this. So you're actually attributing what you're saying to not an opinion, but rather factual information, and people will actually retain that a little bit differently than if you were to do a video that's all around what you think, because really, who cares, right, Rick?
I care. Okay. And I smile. 3, 2, 1, if I didn't count. Hey, one last thing, by the way, I like props and videos. I think people look at them. They're stimulated by them. Look at, you can't even look at me right now. You're looking at this sign, right? This is something I came out with a month ago when this whole social distance thing happened and we had to go to virtual selling. Props. Okay. Don't be afraid to use those things. People look at props. I just want to close, Cheryl, with I had a conversation with my neighbor recently. She's a senior executive. Okay. And they had a consultant come in with this COVID thing going on, and they asked them, you know, what do you think you did well? What do you think you could have done better? And going forward, what do you think you can do based on, you know, what you did well and could do better? And so when I was talking with her, she said, yeah, we're supposed to put these slides together. And I said, well, how are you guys communicating as an executive team right now? Is it all through text, you know, email, et cetera, or using video? She said, no, it's all text. And so I go back to the power of video. What you said before is text is to be, sorry, what was the word you used?
Text is for reading and video is for feeling.
So, you know, look, if you're on the edge of that pool party, like I've talked about many times, wondering, should I jump in or not? Get in there, try the FAQ model. I assure you it works, okay? It won't make you come across like you're a pusher, okay, an educator, but you can still hit the bell at the end that you made the sales call.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for joining us this week. And don't forget, if you have any questions, like always, you can email us, engage@intocommunications.com. Thank you for all your comments. Continue to subscribe, like, and share our YouTube channel with all of your friends. Thank you, Rick. We'll see you next week.
And our call to action, Cheryl, is, okay, if you could just with your mouse go and hit the thumb up. Touch wood, we've had no thumbs down yet. So, hey, maybe we're doing things okay. But thank you for watching. Do a video, okay? Do it.
We'll see you next week, everybody.